a miracle I get here.
What?
I thought you did a tour away Manchester. Rabbi Yossi Chazan Shlita.
This week's parasha, after Yosef goes to his father and he swears to him that he'll bury him in heaven, and it says Vayishtachu Yisrael Rishamito, says Rashi Talibid Nesagidle, then the pasuk then continues Yosef, after the story, how much after, I don't know, the whole Chakvatari in itself, it's Vayomer Yosef, somebody unnamed, says Rashi, the unknown Magid, the anonymous Magid, tells Yosef, Hine Avicha Choyle. Then the next pasuk says, pasuk Beis, Vayage Li Yankim, again, anonymous reporter, says, Hine Ibincha Yosef Boilech, Yosef is coming to Mivakar Choyle, Vayishazek Yisrael Vayisha Alamita. Yankov strengthens himself, he sits on the bed, says Rashi, what if Vayishazek Yisrael, Omar Afal Pishu Bini, even though he's my son, and the Chura's son has to give covenant to his father. Aber Melechu, right? He is a Melech, right? Therefore, I have to give him covenant. Mikan, here is the source that Cholkin covered Lamalchus. That one gives covenant to Malchus, to the king. So you find by Moshe vis-a-vis Parai. So you find, says Rashi Belio vis-a-vis Achfai. Just before we begin this year, I want to just parenthetically add, just deviate for a minute. Derech Agav, it's Kedai Lahoyer. This is the first time the Gemara says about Messiah Daf Pei Zayin. Ad Yankiv Lo Hayachulsha. There was no one who was physically ill, which led to death before Yankiv Avinu. So this is the first time you ever find in Torah the mitzvah of Bikur Chuyla by a Chuyla Tivi, unlike Avram, which is a Maisa of Milah Bidei Odom. And we have a klal from of tzaddik that whenever something appears the first time, the context is important. You want to know the mahus of an Indian, look where it context in which it appears. So here you see a yisod, just a agav, in the shleimus of the mitzvah of bikur choyl. Behektim. It doesn't say who is the magid who actually told Yosef that your father is ill. It doesn't say who told Yankiv that Yosef is coming to visit him. So the previous Baba Vereba, Toli Tzvi, said a beautiful vort, which he heard from his, based on what he heard, story he heard from his uncle, Ke'ein Zedel Heiris Nosson, for Rav Nosson, Gishtetnu Zecharnel Bracha, B'nei Brax, is the same vort. That his uncle told him, Kshanavicharov, that he was once a young boy, Havia Talia, and he went in with his brother, Chaim Yeshua, to their father, the Kedusha Sin, Hashem Yikum Dov. And B'Seh Chatvorin, the father wanted to teach him a lesson on Havas Yisrael. And he took his brother, Chaim Shila's finger, and he gave it a knip. And he asked him, does it hurt? And he said, yeah. And then he turned to the older brother, other brother, Cheskel David, knew, did it hurt you? Do you feel the pain? He says, no. He says, why don't you feel the pain? If your brother is feeling the pain, you should also feel. Said the Baba Vareba, Oyubazoy, if that applies between one brother and another, Kol Shekein v'Kal v'Chomer, Klal Yisrael is one Koymer Shlema, one Guf. And the Tzadikim of Klal Yisrael are the Rosh, the head of the Guf. And we have a principle of Tutvei in the Rosh, that instinctively, intuitively, automatically, all of Klal Yisrael, the whole Guf, should feel the pain of the Rosh. And therefore, Yankiv may have lived far, far away. Yosef may have lived far, far away from Yankiv. They lived in Goshen, he lived in Mitzrayim. Von deswegen, therefore he said that Torah doesn't tell us who told him, because there was no need for official telegram, whatever. Automatically, when Yankiv doesn't feel well, right? This is the first time. Hine Avicha Chayla. By the way, right? Hine is, says the Paradis Yosef, Paradis Solis, something new. Suddenly the new concept of chulsha, of illness, right? Yosef HaTzadik automatically feels it. And since it's Nafshoi, Kshura b'Nafshoi, when Yosef is coming to Yankiv, Yankiv automatically feels that his beloved son is coming to him. This Derech Agav, there's a famous vort. It's brought everywhere, but Derech Remes, it's the only gematria you can have today. The Alshich brings it, the Kol Aliyah from the Gro brings it, many Sforim bring it, the Berem Chaim. It says, Hine Avicha Choyle. Vayishchazik Yisrael, Vayish Alamitu. The Gemara says in the Dor, very famously, Daf Lamedtes, that a person who goes to Mevakar Sachoyle, the Mevakar takes away 1/60th of his illness. So they told him, Hine Avicha Choyle. What's the gematria of Hine? Hey nun hey, 60. Or vayeschazik Yisrael vayeshiv al hamita. Hamita's gematria 59. That Yosef Atadik took away 1/60th of the illness from his father Yai. That's a dover yadua. I saw Reb Chaim Kaufman in the Sefer Mishnah Shemen brings this vort, and he asks Derech Ha'orah, buys by a Tzarech Ian. When a person goes to Mevakar Sachoyle, and as the Gemara says in the Dorim, a Ben Gil goes, he takes away 1/60th. So he brings a stira in Maral. The Maral in Chiddush HaGodes in the Dorim says, it's not pshat that 1/60th of the illness now rebounds on the Mevakar. No, it just disappears from the Choyle. It goes nowhere, it goes to heaven. The same Maharal is Chiddush HaGodes and Bab Metzia Daf Lamed. The Gemara there darshens the pasuk. Vaydaitu lehem as a derech yelchuba. Derech is gemilas chasodim. Yelchuba is bikur choylem. Mikan the Velt says when you go to Mevakar Achoyle, don't stay there for 3 hours. The guy's plotting, but be derech yelchuba, right? So the Gemara says, why do you need a special Yelchuba Bikur Choylem? Isn't Bikur Choylem Hainu Gimel Chasadim Hainu Bikur Choylem? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is that even a Ben Gil, where he's getting 1/60th, the way the Maral explains it, he's going to get on himself 1/60th of the illness, right? So nevertheless, he should go. There's a Charaya that what? It rebounds on him. There's a Maisi Yadua that the Avni Nezer was once going out of town for Bikur Choylem. Someone settled next door. So he told his Mishamis to prepare some fruits for the derech. So the Mashpak thought automatically, pshat is that the Rebbe, the Avni Nezer, wants to give some fruit, like Rebbe's give out apples, give out for the choyle, also Shrayim, also school, whatever. They get to the choyle, and the Avni Nezer tells them, Mishamish Bakoydish, okay, I'll have some of the fruit now. So the Avni Nezer explained, because it says that the Mevakar takes 1/60th of the illness, I need some fruit for myself, for vitamins, mineral, because I'm getting 1/60th of the illness. Al derech that is a Maisi Yodua from El Yechayim of Meisel of Lodz, who's a Yodua, a Gvaldige, Balstoker, he did the Mefarnes Old Aniyim and the Yesayim and Dalmanas, whatever. So he once went to a Gvir, Osher, who was Gedua Akhat, which is a terrible, stingy man. I said the story once. And he see, knocks on the door, he opens the door. The Gvir sees the Rav Alein. He's like, Rebbe, to what do I owe this visit from Kvir? He said, also, I came to Mevakar Choylem. Very healthy, He says, who told the Rav that I'm sick? Shleim HaMelech. Supposing to tell us, Yeish Choylesh or Isi, this right, Tachas HaShemayim, that there's Osher, Shomer, Lebaila, V'chul. Right? Person sometimes has money, doesn't know what to do with it. Is the Osher, Shomer, it's Shomer, Melech describes it as an illness. So you're ill, I came to Mevakar Sachoyle. The guy was a bit taken aback, so he says, Rebbe, you see, I'm Bori Ulam, like a Starfi affair. So the visit of the Rav was, he says, you can go now. You've done your mitzvah, a bigger choylem. So Al Yechayim was a pikach. He says to me, yeah, but I haven't done the mitzvah bigger choylem kitikunu. Because the Gemara says, if the illness is you have too much money, you don't know how to part with it. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that the Mevakar takes away 1/60th of the illness. The illness is your money. And he was starting to spoil. Today you'll never get away with this. The Gvir would whatever, right? But in those days, 40 would have covered the verbonim. And the Gvir gave him an asina haguna. But upon from both these mises, I think they take literally, there is 1/60th which transfers. So it's a chastira in Maral. And Chaim Kaufman ends by a Zorachim. I'm just, this Derech Agav, I haven't started to share. So Zorachim. So I want to say, what's Pshat, this Derech Agav, what's Pshat in this Indian that the Mevakir, who's the Ben Gil, takes away 1/60th? The Ben Yehoyod, the Ben Ishchai says, is that Pshat some magical, mystical segula, for the salt man and the lead man? It's Pshat, a logical It's a logical thing. That is, in the Shemayim, there's a budget of how much sour a person has. When a Begil feels the pain, it's not just going, you walk in the room in the hospital, automatically 1/60th. You feel the pain. You have a tsar. You're the tsar and the tsar of Ben Gili. So 1/60th of the pain that you feel, you only feel, you know, whatever. So therefore, b'meila, the zardin on this person is taken away a mikdash. There's a sefer for the Chochas Chaim from Chaim Pelagi. I'm a chaber puyr from the great Sfardim. And he says there's two hesberim in why the Ben Gil takes away the thing. Either because, he doesn't say it, but like a psychological, emotional thing. Person's ill, and he feels the katzdi b'chayi developed. Everything is choshuv padli, and then a ben gil. The three, five days is what a ben gil means. Whatever you're saying, but someone is my own age or my own mazel, and they're saying everything's going. We're living together azoi, and he's bori ulam, and I'm ill. So when the person says, "Well, I'm 83," but another guy who's 83 was a ben gil, same, and he's living well and fine. So that gives the person tikva and idud, he's not miyayish anymore. Well, there's hope for me also. If he could be hanging around and, you know, then there's hope for a guy like me also. And therefore, you take one, and since a person's physical well-being is totally in his mental, emotional well-being, so automatically, right? Another pshat is that if the Ben Gil, who's born under the same mazel, whatever that may mean, right? He goes in, and this guy is choyla onush, and this other guy is living a wonderful life. There's a kitruk min ha-shamayim. Why taka is this guy suffering and this guy is... Because it's a kitruk min ha-shamayim. As I explained last week, as Rav Dessler explains in Ayin Hora, it's not just a magical, mystical segula, right? It's pashut that we explain from Siddush Sforim, from the Yisrael, from the Kuzhlevi, and based on the Magid of Mezid, that when there's a kitruk min ha-shamayim, a person flaunts his wealth, or flaunts his brachas, and there's an ayin hora, but the ayin hora can only work if the victim is taka, there's wealth, and it's taka, chichi veitzem yodi, and I have and he doesn't have. But when a person realizes that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shel, then whatever ayin hora a person puts on you, it's just deflected, it can't be chal. So Aldera said, when the Ben Gil dafka goes to Mavakir, and he sees the difference between me and him, there's a shtickel kitterig on the mevaker, right? Or yibazoy is recht. If you're a person like Yosef HaTzadik, which in this week's parashah it says, ben peres ale ayin, I'll take ale ayin, oile ayin, or from the Gemara, v'yidgul roiv b'kerav or, that ano mizare de Yosef kosina de leisholta be'ena, as we explained last week, Baruchus, right? A person like Yosef HaTzadik, when he goes to visit his father, it's not that it deflects and ricochets back to him and he gets 160. There's no, that 160, it disappears. Masha Enkin, if you're a person who's a Odom Gashmi and Chumri and you see things, then there could be a deflect. So therefore, it's no stira in Maral. It depends who the Mavakir is. Okay, Enkamakir. That's just Derechak. Now I want to start talking what I want to talk about. Big sugya. So it says in Pasuk, Vayomer Yosef Hine Avicha Chol. Right? Now the obvious question is, which all the Mefarshim deal with, Yosef HaTzadik hadn't seen his father for 22 years. Now they're coming to live. Where does Yosef put his father? In Goshen. Where does he live? In Mitzrayim. So l'chura Yosef is the Mishnah Melech, blood of the Yochum, ish is Yodim, v'zayim v'leret Mitzrayim. L'chura, if you didn't see your father for 22 years, and your father is the Chiyankiv Avinu, the Mekova, I would say you'd visit your father every day. Hello? No? The Rebbe left his mother in Tafresh Pei Zayin. Didn't see his mother until Tafshin Zayin. Right? For 20 years, he didn't see his mother until she was released from the Soviet Union. He went through the Holocaust, the whole geshaft. Every day, the Rebbe would go visit his mother. I just heard from one of the Mashpakim. He was there once, the Rebbe used to go visit his mother, and he knows whenever the Rebbe left his mother, he'd always be switching around the furniture, the picture on the wall, always doing something to rearrange the apartment. And he said, why? It was weird, like the Rebbe. So he asked the Rebbe's mother when the Rebbe wasn't there, why is the Rebbe always meddling around, fiddling around with the furniture? So the Rebbe Simchana smiles, he said, my son, ever since he was a boy, he never turned his back on his father and his mother. Never, he always walked out, but he didn't want to do it with bleatus. So you always rearrange something to be on the way out, like, so you always, not to be back. But if you don't see your father or mother for 22 years, the chura, and the nafshik chura, you would certainly visit every day. Here it appears as the Rishonim asked, the Moshe Kain and Bali Toysef and others, and the Berben Bechari and Alshich. Yankov is living in one place, Yosef, and Yosef doesn't have a clue what's happening with his father. Until someone comes, until he's margish, how come you don't know? What do you mean you don't know? It's a katatr. It's a Yankov Avinu. It's a Tzadik Ador. It's your Rebbe, your Tzadik. So the famous answer we discussed last week about Yosef is, he didn't want his father to ask him, how did you get to Mitzrayim? He'll corner him in a quiet moment, and he'll be forced in the gala. Here's Yosef. That answer is fine. Hanicha, Lushitas, Haramban, and Rabbeinu Bechari, Udimei, right? That Ad Soif Kol Yom of Yankov Avinu didn't know how Yosef got down to Mitzrayim. Aber Lushitas Rashi, Nor Chayim HaKodesh, Und Imam, like a whole slew of drashim, which I began to discuss last week, where Yankov Befeirish did know how he got there. Right, this week's parsha, he took by Shimon Levi, Miteref Benia. No. By Yehuda says Miteref Benia Lisa. It's crazy. By Shimon Beretzoyinam Ikru Shoyer. Look at Rashi. Rashi in both places is Mukhruch. Right, I said last week Yodati Beni Yodati when he switches his hands. Zicher and the Feed the Medrash. He Dafke did know what happened that it came through the Mechira of the Shvatim. Beemes. It's not logical to say that after all these years of pain and anguish, and he finally meets up with Yosef, that Yankov Avinu was not chukir hechen is galgul advorim, that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Right? Moreover, so if he knew, so how come the brothers were not ashamed to stand in front of the father? Because Yosef already told him, lo yatem shlachtem yisiyeno kim alikim. Everything is from the Eibishter, and Ashkocha Protis, and it's Lemichia, and Hakol Teva, and therefore you have Maharach, Midoitis, Lekadosh Baruch Hu, and Yankov Avinu never further pursued the man. Okay? But Rashi says previously, Oisish by Binyomin, when they took, Oisish Kaltim, says Rashi, Oisish Kaltim, Melamit Shechoshti Shemahorgoi Oimachru Ki Yosef. Is the Chanai that even though they told him Torah, Torah, Yosef, and it's Pasim, he was still Choshidim. Right? So Pshat is afterwards, I'm saying the simple Pshat, when it was Nesgalgul Hadvor that Yosef ben Ichai, right? He didn't have to ask anything. He was Choshedem Milechat Chila, right? Gradab, Rashi says on the Pasuk, you get this, but Rashi says on the Pasuk, No, Vaya Yankov Ki Yeshever B'Mitzrayim. So what does Rashi say? What? There's hope in Mitzrayim. Why? He saw some kind of prophetic vision that there's hope. What is the hope? He wasn't sure. They didn't tell him B'Nevu Amamish that Yosef is alive, but there's hope. And then when actually he sees Yosef Nichai, he already saw L'mafreya. And a chacham is odif minovi. When he saw at the end, he put two and two together. He needed not. He didn't have to. But mitzad his emuna, whatever. He never. Alternatively, you could say, Yankov Avinu was 22 years when he was plunged into avelis. The Shechina left him, and Chazal say that the Shvatim made a cherem together with the Shechina, that no one should tell Yankov Avinu what happened. Over the Rosh ala Torah of Alderach Zeh and the Shach ala Torah say clearly that this Cherem was Nizbatl. They had to be made for the Cherem because afterwards what happens? Hello? When they came to Yosef to tell, they came to Yankov and they had to tell him that Oy Yosef Choy, right? They had to undo the Cherem. Otherwise they can't say because the Cherem again telling them what's going on with Yosef. At that moment, the Shechina came back to Yosef, to Yankov, and then he knew Baruch Hakodesh exactly what happened with Protik Protik. So, Kapanam Lefi, this Pshat, this Mahalach, that Yankov Avinu knew, and not just at his deathbed, there's a whole, I got no time to elaborate, there's a whole, what's his name? No. Who the Rebbe of Shamshul Hirsch? No? Dorach Haner says maybe they thought only on his deathbed. But Lefi this Mahalach that Chatchil Yankov Avinu Baruch HaKodesh or to whatever, to Chochma, knew what's going on. So stell sich hadr kushle duchto. So if he knew what's going on, there was no shash that he would be cornered by his father. So taka, the question is, so why Yankiv and Yosef lived apart, and he's so divorced and disconnected from his father, he doesn't even know, rachman al islam, that he's ill. What's going on here? So there's a famous pshat, the famous mahalach, that I've seen in about 5, 6, 7, 8 places. This is brought in Chum Sofer in one place, the Stira in Chum Sofer, and it's brought in the Imre Shefer from the Shlomo Kluger, in the Sharbas Rabin brings it, the Pardes Yosef brings it, the Shail and Shuvah Zichron Yosef from Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt, Abbezin of Yurda brings this. A Meredik pshat. Let me just bring it out as a contemporary rabbi. Why Yosef and Yankiv are separated all these years? There's a Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yud. Omer Rav Hanun, Mai Dichsiv Mika Chochu Miki Yedea Pesher Dover. Mika Dishboruch, Kaka Dishboruch, Yedea Lassus Pshara Ben Shnei Tzadikim. The Eber should have to know how to make a meeting of minds, a compromise, a reconcilement, whatever, a reapproachment between two Tzadikim, between Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda, and Yishai. Chizki said, Leise Yishai Elegaboy, that the prophet should come to me, right? Just like you find Eliyahu went to Achav. And Faket, Yeshaya said, "Leisi Chizkiyahu Gaboy," as you find Yehoram ben Achav went to Gabi Elisha. So who? What's the plum? What's protocol? What's the diplomatic? Whatever. Who should go to who? One second, right? What did the Abish should do? Make a pshara between Yeshaya and Chizkiyahu? He made Chizkiyahu ill, and then he said to Yeshaya, "Leich uvaker esachil." Shenemar says in pasuk byom heim chol chizkiyolamus vayaveyelav Yeshaya ben Amir Tanov says the Meiri Allah sar and brachas a gevaldig Meiri a musudig Meiri is mitachsir se kobali mida. It's the way of all refined people lahakir luzuzlose kol mailu sheyesh b'yesrov to appreciate in the zulas all the advantages and superiority that he has over me. You shouldn't try to reign superior over him in the milus you have that he doesn't. If you're a Talmud Chacham and Kenegdai, the guy is an Oshir, right? The Chacham should appreciate the milus of the Oshir. The Oshir obviously has to appreciate the milus of Talmud Chacham. Ula Oilam says the Meiri, Talmud Chacham ha-me'utar b'shleimus milus ha-midas, milus ha-kaftia. Talmud Chacham always has priority. Elim kein hoya by melech oimani. When there's a melech or a manik, it's unclear who has the priority. Right? And then he sees that milus ha-nevua. In other words, there's no hachro. Which is stronger? Which has more covet to whom? The melech or the novi? Which this is the question of brachas. Who should go visit who? Chizkiyo to Yeshaya, Yeshaya the melech to the novi. He brings that. Okay. So since it's a sort of an aboyed leifshito, and it's not nisik in the Gemara, therefore, unless, says the Meiri, a situation arises that whenever it's a chayla or whatever, they both have covet to each other. Oibazoi, Yankiv Avinu was a novi. Yeah, Rashi quotes right in the Bahag. Yankiv Avinu is one of the memches nidi. Yosef, nowhere do you find was a novi per se, right? But Yosef was what? A melech. How do you know? Because Rashi just said in this week's parasha that Yankiv bowed down, whatever, exactly as Rambisa, to give him covet the malchus. Right? Oibazay, who's machriyahu? The Novi or the melech? It's shakul, very hard. Bichagoyin do, the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, the Flamed Gimel on the days, right? The Gemara, Iboiluhu, Benoivahu Rabbi, Mi Oimid Bifnei Mi. If the father is the father, and the son is the Rebbe of the father, or in the case would be if he's the Gadol Hador, which a Gadol Hador anyway has a din of Rabbi Muvik, who gives covet to whom? That's the Gemara's in Bepashtus, in the Gemara, Shitas HaRosh, it's an aboidli ifshito, and it's an unanswered query, and since it's a Safik Deraisa, right, they both have to give covet to each other. Says the Rosh that his Rebbe, the Marami Rotenberg, that Bishar Sha'ala Ligdula, his father left the city and he never wanted him to come back, because you always have this sfeika d'dina. Who has to give kavod to? Could the father be mezalzel in his kavod to give kavod to his son, who's the gadol hador? And all the shailas, and therefore they lived apart. The Baal Tanya, there's many stories of Gedalim. And if the Baal Tanya, he had a father called Reb Baruch, who was one of the tzaddikim, the storim of Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. And when the Alter Rebbe became a Rebbe, became a Nosi, so he moved out of Russia. He didn't want to be, because he didn't want to, because of this shash, like the Mami Rutenberg. And he died, he never said who he was. There's a city in Hungary called Selish. And there was once in the Hekdish for the Aniyim, an old man who they saw Mufsin from him, they saw Rahakuid from him, whatever, and he was whatever, and they wanted to know who he is, and he never got an aliyah because he didn't want to say his name. And they asked him, he's going to die, he's not to Lomos. And they said to him, David, what's your name? Should we tell your children? He said, you don't have to, I have one son who will already know automatically, whatever. And he passed away, and they realized he's a great person. He said his name was Baruch, and they built a tzion for this unknown person. And today they built an oil over his caver, and that was the father of Baal Tanya. Again, these are the same shash of the Mame Rutenberg and his father. Oibazoi say all of these for him. I now understand why Yankiv and Yosef lived in two different places. Because here you have this aboyedly ifshita. You have a melech versus a father, right? Who's also a novi, he's also a rebbe, the rebbe of Yaakov, right? And it's a ganze halachic query, right? Therefore, the Sefer Zichron Yosef brings that also. We see that Yosef, the Gemara says, why was Yosef, he lived shorter than everyone else? Because he was Noyig Barabonus. Where do you see that he was Noyig Barabonus? Says the Shalchu of Zichron Yosef. He was Noyig Barabonus, that he lived separate from his father, because the Gefir Tzachvi Alebe, the Maniga, the Abbezdin of Mitzrayim, whatever, and that was the Rabbos. Okay? So it's a Shalchu of Yosef. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he brought both in the Shaz and Shubis Divrei Yatziv and in the Chumash Rashi Shir Vayechi Tovshin Chavdalit, he also brings this word that therefore there was this suffix, who bows down to who, who's no Yekavid Behu. Lefizet, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Shabbat Chaim says the Murid Gavort and Rashi. Previously, after Yosef Vayishov Aloy, right, it says Vayishtachu Yisrael Al Reishamitu. Yankov bows down. Why did he bow down, says Rashi? Talla b'idnei tzagili. A fox, who's the lowest of the chayis, in his time, when he's a l'gdula, you have to bow down. Al roish hamita, hafach atzmei l'tzad ha-shchina. He turned to the shchina. Mikan amru, sh'shchina is l'mayla mirasho yishtov shel chuy. There's many, I could talk hours on this Rashi. It's a fascinating Rashi. I have no time to elaborate. But the Chur, all the Meforshim and Rashi, the Chumim, the Mizrahi, all the class, Rashi is a Chsoyser. First you say he bowed down to Yosef, Talibidnei, then you say he bowed down to the Shechinim. Which one? Says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, now they say it also. That was, he had a Shaila. Am I, the father, the Tzadik, Yankiv, allowed to bow down to his son, to the Melech? Since it's an Aboyed Le'ivshit, and it was Choshish, maybe he's Mekil in his COVID. So what did he do? He taka wanted to give kavod to Yosef, but he bowed down in the direction of the Shechina in order there should be no, you know, he's not mezalzel in himself, right? Because as a dual, you could touch it up, even if it's wrong, you could touch it up that he's bowing down to the Shechina. Right? And that's pshat, says the Kloisenberger Rebbe. He tumbled, remember that attack. He said, that's that, the Hemshech Atzuvim. He says, Vayishtachu Yisrael Aroish Hamito. We had the suffix with the dual Pshat and Rashi. And then it says, Vayachad Ramel, Vayugad Vayamel Yehud Yosef, Hine Avicha Choyle. And he went for Bikr Choyle, right? What does one thing have to do with the other? Where's the Smichus? Befrat, if you say it, the whole Machloikis, this story happened 2 years later after the original story, right? Because why the double bowing down for two different reasons? Because you see, they lived separately. Why did they live separately? You just told me because they didn't know what to suffer. Right? So that answers why he had to bow down. Sayyid mitzat talabi idne and sayyid mitzat ishtachul ishchin. Okay? By the way, there's another sefer called Yalos Chin, that's what brought down. Who says, he explains the same word as the Kloisenberger Rebbe, based on a story in the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed. The Gemara says that the wife, the Rebbetzin of Rav Huna, came to a din Torah before Rav Nachman. So he didn't know what to do. L'chur, you have to stand up in kovod of an Eishes Chavar, Kachavar. She's a Rebbetzin, Rav Huna's wife. On the other hand, when the Baldin Shekeneged will see that he's giving COVID, she will be in the Statum Tanayusa, because we'll see that the favoritism here is Aishas Chover. So he told his Meshamis to take a duck, a goose, whatever, and to scatter it in front of the court, right? And he got up to pick up the goose. So meanwhile, he's standing up for Aishas Rav Huna. Me'idach, hello, they won't be in the Statin Tanayusa of the Baldin. He'll think he went to find the goose, the duck. And everyone will be happy. So too, Yankov Avinu did the same chokhmah here as Rav Nachman did. He made himself appear as if he was standing up for the Shechinah. When Be'emes also mitzah talab idnei, everyone's happy. Says the Kohen Rebbe, it's a tifa pilpul. There's a Gemara in Meir Kotten, Dafko Zayin Amadeus. The Gemara says, Akol chayovin lamayid b'fnei anos. Everyone has to stand up in front of what? The nosi. Chutz, exception of an ovel, Rachman al-Assan, a person of Elus, and a choyl Rachman al-Assan. Yeah? Now he brings a whole shock of attire. This is the Shail Shuvah's Divri Yatsiv in Chelik Beis of Yoredeya. When you, it says you don't stand up in front of the choyl, the ovel, Rachman al-Assan, doesn't stand up in front of the Nosi. Pshat is he's not allowed to stand up, or he doesn't have to stand up, but if he stands up, it's permitted. Hello? There's a whole, we could spend 20 hours talking about this. Right? So since, says the Kohen Rebbe, Oy Bazoi, hello, I'm just pointing out whatever. Oy Bazoi, there's not only a suffix, an Av versus the Melech. There's another suffix, but Yankov is what a Choyle. And the Choyle, maybe you don't have to stand up, like the Shvuz Yankov says, that it's not Derech Kovid. Like you don't stand up in a merchus, right? It's not a place of covet. Ovel is mu'ulul be'karnei be'offer, right? It's not a derech covet. If that's the reason, you're not mechuyev to stand up. But the Shvuz Yankov says you're allowed to stand up. Hello? No, Isra in standing up. But you're not mechuyev. So Yosef, this is the program, derech apilful, kedarkei b'kodesh says, oy bazoi, there's two reasons why Yankov will not have to stand up. A, first of all, just fake a ladin of the Rami Rutenberg Sofik. B, even if you have to say that the father has to stand up in Kiddushin, but it's the Chachoyle, and the Chachoyle doesn't have to stand up for a Nasi, right? Hello? So Lechura, but that's how Yosef lets. There's no problem, therefore he went, because it's the Chachoyle. Or Bri Yankiv Gehalten like this was Yankiv, even if there's no Chiv to stand up for a Nasi, but Memeya could be Machmer himself. Lahoyer, the MS is in Heintiges Forum, it says it depends what's the reason that an oval or a choyle doesn't stand up before a nosi. The Lush says because he's bitzar. He's bitzar of Avelu. So you're bitzar when you got to keep mitzvahs a choyle, give cover to a Talmud Chacham, whatever, or nosi. The answer is, says the Shas and Shuvah's Beis Yehuda, min hastam, the Talmud Chacham is moichel, when he sees the fellow Nebuch is an Avelus, he's moichel his kof. Oy bazoi, doesn't Ovel have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? Chman al-Tan, a person's Shin Shiva. And they're bringing in a Sefer Torah for laning, Monday or Thursday. Does the Ovel have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? If it's a Gedder, it's not a Derech Mechila, then yes. If it's Pat, he's moichel, a Sefer Torah can't be moichel. Hello? Yes? Now, the Gemara was talking about a Nosi. What about a Melech? Does an Ovel have to stand up? No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. Hello? Listen to me. Listen. Not in this context. Could a Nosi be Moichel on his COVID? Yes. Could a Melech be Moichel on his COVID? No. So even though the din is that a melech doesn't go to Menachem Avelim, as the Rambam writes, but a novi a melech goes to be Mevaker Choyl, the whole tumulus. Faket, how big a choyl? Come a choyl from the Eibushter. Melech Malchay Amlochem go Mevaker Zavrom. A melech also go Mevaker Zachoyl. That is the din, the whole Shach Mutar, right? Oy bazoy, does the choyl have to stand up for a melech? So the Heintiger cookbooks, all the Likutim, it's a wonderful form of bigger choyl and Refarbstein. He says, yes, befrat by a melech, there's not just a mitzvah to stand up, there's an isser to sit down. Hello? So therefore, I'm just pointing out that the whole Shaklavatari, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings, is totally in the timeim of not standing up in front of a Nosi. The whole tumult. Now, that's just the Hakdama that I want to speak about today. This is all introduction. Let me just tell you a vort. Based on this vort, which is brought in the Chavaselos Hashor, the Meiridiga vort, Tifa vort. In last week's parsha, this is all based on this Yisrael. In last week's parsha, remember Yankiv and Yosef meet for the first time, and it says that Yosef Atadik falls al Tavri Binyam, al Tavri Yankiv, right? But Yankiv didn't cry, didn't. Why? He was saying Krishna. Okay? Now, every school child with short trousers learns Masechta the Broch, Daf Yud Gimel. He was saying Kriyashma. In the middle of Kriyashma, are you allowed to stop Kriyashma? Even Bein HaProkim, to be Shoyel or Meshiv Nehayira? Oh, yeah. Hello? That's like a Rabbi Yehuda. You could. What does it mean that you stop your Kriyashma Nehayira? Rashi says, you're scared the king will kill you. The Rosh says, hey, could it kill you? In English, from Esther, you're allowed to. It means a yira, someone who alpidin, your mechuyev, to have yira from. Like a Rebbe, like a father, or like a melech. You just told me, and there's 1,000 mekuyev, so income mekuyev, Yosef had a din of a melech, that's why he bowed down to. There's a whole slew of rites. So what do you mean Yankiv didn't say hello after 22 years to Yosef? Because in the middle of Kriyashma, right, hello? The din is in the middle of Kriyashma, you're Shoyel or Meshiv Nehayir, and Yosef is a Chamelech, and a Melech said, hey, Mosielech. Hello? And you see that Yankov, in this week's Parsha over and over, not only these two places where he bows down to him, he says, when who should be Mis'asik in the Kvura? Who is Mis'asik in the Kvura? Because therefore he tells Menashe and Ephraim, they're going to be the ones who'll carry the coffin, and not Yosef, because Yosef is a melech. It's the way he fills up with Yosef, mamish like a melech. Oyvazoy is mamish like a melech, right? So why didn't Yankel stop Kriyashma? So the Kaz asked this kasha, the Gro asked this kasha on the Rosh, right? And they answer Keshitas Hayushalmi, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Yankov Avinu was saying the first pasuk of Kriyashma, even though you're allowed to answer in the middle, but the first pasuk you're not allowed. Right? The Shizachom asks on this Mahalach, that the first pasuk of Kriyashma, if it's the first pasuk of Kriyashma, why would you fall on your father's neck and start crying in the middle of the, can't wait 1 minute to finish the first pasuk of Kriyashma? Right? Moreover, why didn't Yosef say Kriyashma? He's not a Jew. Doesn't say Kriyashma. Shuin Gizot. Oh, terrible. This was the first available minute, or the soft man Kriyashma at the beginning, whatever. Otherwise, Yankov could have delayed his Kriyashma to another time. Whatever, I'm making all this form, whatever. Right? Is the Charaya Yosef held, not like the Shitas HaYushalmi, that even the first pasuk, and so did most of Rishonim hold, even the first pasuk you could be mafsik. It's Hadra Kushlo Duchta. Right? Okay, to understand this, so the kash is, why did Yankiv not Noyig Malchus and Yir by Yosef interrupt his Kriyashma in order to greet his son after 22 years? So the Chavetz Hashem is a brilliant answer. It's a tief answer. Azoy, Rashi, remember there's a fellow called Yisro who comes and joins the Jewish people. And they had this festive banquet. Who was the waiter? Moshe. Moshe had a din of a melech, as the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis. So the Matne, Balaflo, asked the Kasha, how could Moshe be mezalvul in his malchus? Right? To be Uymid or Meshamish, to be a waiter at a banquet for Kavod Yisro, maybe a shver. Right, people have Meir from the Shver, but you know, your Mezalzel in his Malchus, right? That's his question. So the Makna answers, Moshe had the ability to be Moichel on his Kovit, even though Kaimelon, the Gemara says, the Kiddush in various places, Melosh and Mochel, Kvoide and Kvoide Mochel, but that's only after they went to Eretz Yisrael. Now there's a new din, as the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Daf Chof, that soim tosim alecha melech, which the Gemara darshins in Kama Mekoyim, is shetehei emosa alecha, right? Where is there a mitzvah to have fear of a king? Dafka, when you reach Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah, moreover, the chinuch, a mitzvah Tav Tzadik Zayin says, explains, the mitzvah of Moira, of Melech, is not, and this is a yesoid that he brings, is not a separate issue. There's a Melech, and there's a mitzvah to be mechabedin to him. The mitzvah of Moira, of Kikovit, and fear of the Melech, is an extension of the mitzvah of Mini Melech. It's not Mini Melech. The question is asked, why does the Chinuch list Mini Melech as one of the Tariyag mitzvahs? It only applied once in history, Yom Emane David HaMelech, and then automatically his all Zera David is Melech ben Melech, and they're all have a din of Melech. So it only applied, the Vayivchar ben David Avdei only applied once. So it's not a mitzvah, the Heges L'Doiris, which will feed the Kolei HaMitzvah, should be recognized as a mitzvah. Says the Chinuch that the mitzvah of having fears, is a chelik from every time you have fear, you show fear of the king, reverence to the king. That's another chelik of placing the fear of the king upon you. It's a chelik from the mitzvah of Mini Melech. Right? By Moshe Rabbeinu, the mitzvah per se of Mini Melech didn't apply because they weren't yet in Eretz Yisrael. Lefi Zev, and for the famous Kasha of the Chosofer and Shalom Shuvah, and Rechaim, and Simon Rishches, all the people throughout Chumash that were Mamre Pi Moshe, that rebelled against Moshe, should also be Chayev Misa Mitzad Meir B'Malchus. The answer, there's no Din Meir B'Malchus until they went there to Israel. By Yeshua, in the first capital in Yeshua, right, Kol Isha Sheyamre Espicha Yom, right, he'll die. Doesn't apply. Oy Bazoi, Yosef HaTzadik, if I remember correctly from my history class, was before the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael. So there was no mitzvah of Mini Melech, so there was no din of Meir Malchus yet, and therefore there was no heter for Yankiv to be Mafsi Kriya Shema. Moreover, you'll ask me, but it says in this week's parasha over and over that Yankiv Avinu was Noyig Kovid in Malchus. Let me ask you a simple question. I don't want to get political here. Is there a mitzvah of Shetei Emosiyot to Mechabit a Melech who's a Rosha? Achov, with Elio, I can do it throughout Tanakh. That Navi, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and Paroi, Mila, Paroi, Perat, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives him Givaldig a Kovit. Right? Yeah? Is there a mitzvah of Mini Melech by a Rosha? Are you allowed, Al Pidin, to mana a Rosha? Okay, fine. What's going on here? Okay, I'm not talking about Izacharaya. Right? In a different shtickel in Parsha Shoftim, the whole shtickel got to be Rechavim. Rechavim ben Shlomo was a melech. Yeah. The Rishonim asked, how could he be a melech? His mother was a Amoinis. A Gears. Well, she's a Salama, she's a Taisis, all over the place. Haltum. So the Chusoifer and the Nebihud both answer that is only an Israel Chatchil. But once Shlomo, Yashin, the Luchim David, it passes on automatically. The Rishonim don't answer like the Nebihud and Chusoifer. Why? Okay. This is the crux of the Indian, which you need a lot of time to assimilate. This. I have no time to elaborate. The emes is this covet, like you give covet to your Rebbe or covet to your father. It's a covet where the Rebbe or the father, he's called the Chalois Din Rav or Chalois Din Av, the Yimachuyah bin Kibbut Av or Moira Av or whatever. The Din of Moira Malchus, which is derived from this Balsik, Soim Tasim Alecha Melech. Whenever the person is a Rosha, this answers the Kasha, the famous Tumim and Simon Yezayim, the Gabay, Taisus is Kasha, the Gabay Yanai HaMelech. How come? Amel Raglech, one thing, Ayat Tamat Chochem, because he said the Tumim, he's a Rosha. And a Rosha, you're not Mechuyiv to Mechab. Aye, what about Elio with Achov, or Moshe with Pari? There's two in Yonim in Kibbut. There's an Indian of Kibbut, which the person, the Gavra, the Melech, demands. He's a melech. What kind of melech? And the chinuch told me, and this was the makna al derech zeh, this is an extension of the mitzvah of soyim tosim alecha melech. Masha enkin a rosha, there's no din of minoy of a rosha, so there's no din of covid or yira meira in and of itself. It's not that the melech or the rosha would demand covid. But achutz the covet to the person, the gavra, there's also a din of covet, not to the melech, the person, to the malchus. Like the Mashal famously says that it's the gather of, it's the akise, the throne, the nation. It's an extension of, it's an extension of what? Kovet Hashem is to give kovet to the Eibishter. Kovet to Malchus Shemayim is included to give kovet to those who the Eibishter Bashkach of Protis made a melech. So even if this person is the Harosha, there's still a din of kovet to the institution. And that's why Yosef gave, Moshe gave kovet to Paroi, Yosef gave kovet to Paroi, Eliyahu gave to Achav, Alstin in Malchus, but in Malchus doesn't say anywhere Moira. Kovet. For that it's efficient, right? Since kovet ha-Malchus, not kovet ha-Melch, kovet ha-Malchus is an extension of kovet Shemayim, if you're in the middle of saying Kriyashva, not Milan or Godel, you don't stop. Because Yosef didn't have a melech al soin tosif. First of all, he's living in Egypt. It's a goyisha kingdom. Secondly, it's before the mitzvah soin tosif in Eretz Yisrael. Thirdly, Yosef, there's a whole shakha v'tariya. I really want to speak about this someday. If Yosef would come in Machzik Yadas this morning, are you mechuyev to make a bracha on Yosef? You make a bracha when you see a king? This is a fascinating shayla. Like, we spent hours talking about it. But really, was Yosef a king? It was a Mishnah Melech. It's Alderach, the famous Radvaz who brings from the Eshkol, whatever, the Pacha in, how do you call it, Pasha in Egypt, who could have life and death at his apiv, but he's really subservient to the Sultan in Turkey. Do you make a bracha when you see the Pasha? Fascinating question. Nafkaminas Lagavi Bismanazeh, if you see President Trump. It's a harosha, whatever, right? Irrelevant. It's only for 4 years, irrelevant. We go through all the, but does he have life and death? He has clemency. Ravos ner paskin to any manik who could give clemency. Could, what do you call the word in English?
Freedom.
Then you have to make a brach b'shem malchus. Others, it's a ganze shakle v'tariv. No. Yosef is the Mishnah Melech, v'alpisha v'piyu yishak, or b'racha kisei. So there was no din of moira. This is what the Chavisal said. No din of moira b'chagavna, but there's a din since, just like you have to give kovet to your father's wife, who's not your mother, as an extension of the mitzvah of kibbutz. You have to give kovet to the Mishnah Lamelech as an extension of kovet to the king. But it's not a din of moira. Not a din of moira. Then the din of stopping kriyashma b'nei ha'ir wouldn't apply, and therefore Yankov continued on saying kriyashma. It's Harbe Mal the Falpul Bazaar, and there's a lot of Musar Haskels in it, and I'll just leave it in the Chacham Yechamri. What was about it?